This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guests, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Fay. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
That's right. It's a wonderful day.
It is a wonderful day. It's a day of celebration and fun and hopefully safety.
That's right. Always put safety first.
Yes.
But do have a good time. Leave the alcohol out of the margaritas. I wonder how you do that. Oh, my gosh. How do you do that?
I don't know if that's possible.
I don't know either, but I've seen it in the movies, and
yeah.
The guys were pouring it down pretty strong.
Yeah. Well, once you take the alcohol out of the margaritas, then you're just left with juice.
Uh-oh. They won't be happy then, I can tell you. But it's a day for enchiladas. It's a day for lots of music and the mariachi band.
Yes.
And, you know, we talked about it 2 weeks ago, getting them ready.
Yep.
We were getting them ready for today and saying, you know, this is what you have to do.
Yep.
To celebrate properly.
So there will be celebrations and parties everywhere.
Everywhere. And a lot of them won't start till 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Once the sun starts going down, things really start cranking up.
That's exactly what I meant. It does, you know. They get on those patios at those restaurants, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
And those patios get loud and boisterous and happy.
Ah, I love it. Happy people everywhere.
Happy people everywhere. I love that, too. And then a lot of people have them in their backyards.
Uh-huh.
Those get loud and boisterous and nice. You know, they'll put 100 people in the backyard.
Yeah, a lot of people can fit in a very small space sometimes.
That's exactly right. I've seen it on television.
It's
you
been
notice
on TV.
I'm saying all this. I see it on television today.
I've seen it on TV and read it in books.
That's right. Never participated. Never.
Oh, wow.
I'm too innocent.
Yes.
Too innocent.
Yeah, that was the word I was looking for.
Innocence, it goes a long way, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Let me give out the phone number.
All right.
Okay, phone number is 877-588-3330. And we're 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
All right, and this is all about growing your money so you can retire happy and wealthy and early. But you have to plan. You always have to plan. It's I would say, less than a 1% chance that you'll hit the lottery and then just automatically have a big pile of money fall in your lap and you don't have to do anything. That's not reality.
And, you know, I'll bring this up. In Texas, I never hear about anyone winning the lottery. Do you?
I don't think I have, no.
No, they never do publish anything. Now, in other states, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
I'm always seeing it in Iowa and Massachusetts and, you know, all these states. And these people do scratch-offs and make it even.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a show on television, on HGTV, where this guy goes out and finds homes for the lottery winners.
Really? There's an actual guy that does that? That's his job?
He does that. That's his job. He's an interior designer and a realtor. And I watch it because a lot of times there's nothing else to watch. And he'll ask those people, well, how much did you win? Sometimes it's $1 million. And the other day it was a $5 million winner. She was 33 years old, was having to live at home with her parents because she couldn't even scrape enough money to buy a house.
Oh, my goodness.
And she won $5
million. Wow.
But in Texas, we never hear about that.
No, we really don't. And so if that's the plan for retirement, that probably need to come up with a new plan A.
They need a new plan because That's going to be 1 in 50 million.
Yes. And so really, when it comes down to it, you want to grow your money. And a lot of people get really, really nervous when they start looking at what's going on Wall Street. It goes up, it goes down, it's unpredictable, it's unstable. It's always been that way. Many people have flashbacks to 2008 and what happened. Not many people are around from the crash from 29, but still,
oh, no, they're dead.
We have something a little fresher in our memory banks, and so that could happen at any time because anything can affect the stock market. And so the last thing you want to do is start investing in Wall Street, and then all of a sudden, when you start getting within a few years of your retirement, you start thinking, oh my gosh, we got to really be careful here because after all these years, if it all gets wiped out from something we can't even control, then that's going to be a shame. You're not going to retire.
Well, and this week I talked to more people from Odessa, and this couple owned their own business, and they said years ago they lost almost everything in the stock market. It took them so long to recoup. They took it all out of the stock market, and this is the shame of it. They put it in CDs.
Ooh.
You know, and they haven't made any money all these years. They still got every dime they made, but they weren't ever making any money on their investments.
So it just wasn't growing.
That's such a shame. Yeah, they weren't growing. And so they came to see me and said they're finally ready, you know, to do something. They were so scared for years after losing that money in the stock market. And I felt really bad about it for them.
Well, yeah.
They lost it, and they just never trusted any investment. They didn't do real estate. They didn't do anything.
And I think
and
that's
just left it like it was.
That's a key point there, is that, you know, many people don't trust other types of investments because, I mean, Wall Street and the stock market is so mainstream, that's just the default that people go to, but it's so risky. You know, it's almost like, do you weigh, you know, doing something that's really, really risky and could potentially wipe you out of all your wealth in retirement, or do you do something that you don't know? And that's the whole point of this, is that so people can get familiar with it. They can understand that there are other investment opportunities, and they can get familiar with the whole process. And then once they're comfortable, they can come see you. But it has to be when they're comfortable, because you don't want people to move forward with something that they're not sure about.
That's right. And we always tell them, think about it, go home and talk to your wife about it. Go to our website, learn more about the investment. You know, we want them to know everything they can, know what a life insurance policy can do, know that they're safe. You know, I think a life insurance policy is one of the safer things. And so we tell them to check everything. And then when they come back, they're ready. They've thought it over. They've talked it over. They've talked to some of our clients, you know, and they all know somebody, whether they know it or not, that has investments with us. So once they do that, they come back, you know, in a couple of weeks, and they're ready, you know. And this week I've had more clients bring extra money. You know, some of them have made some extra money from other things, or old investments have come due that they wanted to get out of. So, you know, they've all brought money over. It was one of those kind of weeks that it was not new clients as much as it was. Clients have been with me 3 or 4 years bringing extra money. And one lady said, well, you know, my best friend, the last 5 months of the year, had a maturity every month, and she said she's talked and talked about it, and I want to do it, you know. She wanted to invest in more than what she had, okay?
So she wanted to put more in because it was going so well. It's like, hey, a little is good, more must be better.
That's exactly what she said. She said, I need more maturities, you know. And she's comfortable in life, but she wants her money to grow. Even though you've got money, you need your money working.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like a lot of things. Don't put it in the ground in a tin can just because you want it to be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then somebody dug the tin cans up and you lost it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So, you know, I think this is the place to be if you're middle age and you want to make some money and you want to have that interest to live on rather than, you know, taking your principal out. Nobody wants to have to use the principal. Use your interest. And the interest income should be enough for you to live on.
Yeah. And when people start investing in the stock market, especially when they're young, they know that, wow, there's a lot of risk. It could go down at any time. We could lose anything. You can have really sharp gains, but at the same time, you can have really sharp losses too. And the wonderful thing about a life settlement and this type of investment is that it's a growth process. It's almost like the slow and steady type of investment where over time it gets you where you need to be. This is not an overnight thing where you plop down $100,000 and then boom, tomorrow you wake up and you've got a million. It's not magic beans at all.
No, it's not. It's slow, it's steady, and it works, but it's not going to make you rich overnight. Anybody thinks that, they're looking at the wrong investment.
Yeah.
You're always asking me, what do people ask you? What's the most important question? And I just thought of it this week. One of the most important questions I ask, Faye, what if something happens to you? They need assurance. What will happen to their investments? And something that nobody thinks about their investments. It would go right on like it is now. Now, we'd have to send somebody from the office out here if something happened to me. But the investment is safe. It will still pay off because, remember, we have the bank as our trustee on every investment we do. So the bank would keep paying you. All of your policies would mature. The bank would still get the certified death certificate, and then they would put it in your bank like they do now. That would never change.
So the process will keep going.
It'll keep going. If something happened to her tomorrow, which we don't want to talk about that, but if it did, their investment is still safe, and it would continue, and it would still pay off.
So
everybody needs that assurance.
Exactly. And that's a valid question, too, and I don't think we've ever actually talked about that. That is a good question.
It is a good question.
For somebody who's not familiar with how a life settlement works and this type of an investment, do a quick overview of how the entire process works. What is the investment? How does people get involved? How do they get paid and all that?
Well, the first thing is we have licensed providers. We use three, the largest in the United States. They bring us the policies. We can't go direct right now and buy a policy. We have to go through a licensed provider. So they bring us policies, maybe 10 a week or 20 a week, whatever it is. And we sort them out. We see which ones will work, which ones will fit our criteria and our clients, and the others we turn back. But by law, we have to keep a record of every policy we turn down. So, we do that. We can always prove which ones we did, which ones we did not do. So then the next step is our clients, every one of them has either an IRA, a traditional, they may have a Roth, and then they may have a joint account with their wife. So we put them in these policies. And the way we do that, we send them out an email and say, okay, this is the Jones policy. We would like to see you put $75,000 in it. And they read it, they make up their mind, they email back, yes, I want to go in it. Well, then their money is in the bank, so then the bank pays the premiums. We have an account for each policy that will pay the premiums. Then when that person passes away, the bank gets a certified death certificate. When they get that, they send it in to the life insurance company. They pay the claim. This whole process takes about 6 to 8 weeks. Then the money is distributed by the bank into each account. Now, how do they know which account it goes in? They have a spreadsheet from day one on every policy. It tells them who's in it, how much money they have in it, and what their profit is. So the bank doesn't have to do any counting. They know in advance who gets the money and how much they get.
So there's no guesswork at all. It's all laid out?
No, it's all laid out.
Excellent.
So when somebody, that's how it really works.
When somebody comes to you for the first time, there's a couple things that they should understand first. You mentioned the policy criteria is, which ones do you want to bid on? Which ones do you want to go after? Which ones do you want to get? What are some of those criteria? Because people may be thinking, oh my gosh, how do I know that this is a solid investment, a solid policy to invest in?
Because Faye bought it. That's the first thing. Faye bought this. If she's going to put paper in it, it's got to be good. Then the second thing is they need to read the life expectancy. We send them a copy. We keep a copy. I've already read it 5 times. And I may have already spoken to the provider. And sometimes I will call the people that do the life expectancies and say, tell me more about the condition of this person. Okay? You know, we did $6 million this week.
Whoa.
So that's a lot. And we're looking at about $3 million more this week. Okay, one of those policies, the person had pancreatic just on the verge. And then I looked down and it said, it's inoperable. That's the one we want. It cannot be operated on. It's too far into it. And so sometimes that's what I look at. Sometimes I look to see if they're obese. People who are obese do not survive cancer, let me tell you. It's just too hard on their bodies. And then I look to see, what have they done? Have they did they do radiation? Did they do chemo? How long has it been going on? Is it a year? Is it 18 months? Or is it 6 months? Or is it a recurrence? On breast cancer, it's usually recurrence. And then we read all the silly treatments they've done, and we know that's what we want to do. If you're not going to do chemo, if you're not going to do radiation or surgery, on breast cancer, it's going to go fast, let me tell you. The breast cancer will eat you up. That's a horrible thing to say, but it's the truth. So, you know, we try to do things over and over again the same way. If I've done it before, I know it works. If I know that the breast cancer on a rebound lasts a certain amount of months, that's what I go after. And, you know, if they're going to Mexico, if they're going to South America, it's going to be a short policy, let me tell you.
Because they're while they're seeking these alternative treatments, that is time that's essentially wasted from treatment that it's not always...
It could have been done.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not 100% effective all the time, but it's the best shot that people have. And so during that time frame where they're seeking these alternate treatments, the cancer is really just progressing.
That's right. It is working during the time against you. It's working against you. And sometimes I see the foolish things. It's all in the report.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've insured a couple alcoholics that had cancer. Well, an alcoholic doesn't want to stop drinking to take the cancer treatment. That would interfere with his day. So, you know, I look at that because if they've got cancer and you're supposed to be on chemo or radiation, whatever, and the alcoholic says, no, you know, I don't want to take any treatment. I'm going to pass on all the treatment. We know it will spread quickly, and there's not any guesswork about that.
And so the types of cancer you're looking for, there's a few that are much more aggressive than others. And there's one in particular that has come up in the last, I don't know, 6, 12 months that really wasn't on the radar, and that's oral cancer. Is that right?
That's right. And, you know, we had never had, you know, esophagus cancer. We had never had throat and tongue. And now then that is becoming... we're getting quite a few of those, so it tells you that is now something new that we didn't know about before. I didn't. I'd never even seen one. And I think we've bought 3 policies, and I think 2 of them are already dead. But throat cancer is very serious, and tongue cancer is very serious. We used to say pancreatic and stomach cancer, because you don't know you've got stomach cancer till it's too late. I've seen people dead within 3 months on stomach cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So it's a very, very serious thing. There's some cancers you can live for years, you know, but you never know which kind you've got till it's a little bit too late sometimes. And then it depends where you go for treatment. If you go down the block, that's probably not a good sign. But the people that go to UT Southwest, you know, they go to Houston. Either one of those are excellent, excellent places. And I am joining UT Southwestern to do some things on their charity giving on cancer. They've asked me to join, and I've decided to accept because I have a lot of people that say, if I want to make a gift, and, you know, I've had family members that have had cancer, or I've had cancer, or my husband, you know, I want to give. Well, UT Southwestern is an excellent place to give. I have a client that, you know, her estate was given to UT Southwest just for cancer treatments for other people. So I think sometimes that's how I've learned more and more about cancer. I've visited with the president of the Cancer Research Department, and you know, I'm learning how far this has come and how far it's going to go before it's over.
And they invited you.
They invited me.
Wow, well, that's fantastic. So, congratulations.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty neat of them. I wouldn't expect them to ask me, but they did, and I thought it over, and I said, you know, that's my business. That's what I do. It's about cancer. So I decided that might be, you know, something that I would learn a lot more about it.
Sure, yeah.
And maybe we could help other people but the gifts that my clients might want to give there.
Yeah, and this would be a good time to point out that obviously everybody's goal is that somebody who is diagnosed with cancer is able to beat it and able to go on and live a long life. But the reality is we're not quite to that point yet where 100% of people survive cancer. We're just not there. And so the reality is that sometimes people need to sell their policy so that they can go ahead and pay for these cancer treatments because it is so expensive. And in order for that to happen, for them to sell it and get that lump sum of money so they can fight their cancer, they need somebody to be on the other end to buy it. And that's where you come in. And that's how this whole process really benefits everybody involved, right?
It does. And, you know, used to there was just certain kinds of cancer. Now there's a lot more different kinds of cancer. It's scary out there. There's this new treatment that's $1 million.
Wow.
$1 million. So, you know, I always say, you know, you can do it for $10,000 to $20,000 a month. Well, boy, this new one, only the very wealthy will be able to afford it. It'll be probably 5 or 10 years before they get the price down. And research is going on every day. But we're a long, long way from our serious cancers, and it seems like it's much more prevalent in the United States than it used to be.
Wow.
Or maybe we didn't hear about it. You know, people were farm people. They lived in small-town America. Maybe we just didn't hear about it. But now, in order to help them, they have a way. Years ago, there was no way. If you didn't have the cash, there was no way. You were just going to, you know, pass away at an earlier age. And now we have treatment, but people still let it go too far. They still don't discover it. That's where we come in. They will, they say, I need to sell my policy for treatments. And they come to us every day. And they go to other people besides us. You know, just trying to survive it. And to get the treatment they need.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, once somebody is diagnosed with cancer, there's a couple of different things that they go through. Obviously, it's the mental aspect. And then once that passes, I guess, the next phase is usually, oh, my goodness, how are we going to afford this? And so they need somebody to go ahead and buy the policy. And then at that point, once you bid on it against these other companies, that's when it becomes an investment opportunity. So once it becomes an investment, how does it work? What does the investor, what would the regular person like me and anybody listening, what would they do? What's their role in how this whole process works?
Well, once we buy the policy, then it becomes, you know, a good investment for our clients, which we have so many of, and they've helped somebody. That's the first thing you want to know, is look what they've done for somebody else that really needed the money. So we've helped them. Now we're going to help our clients. So our clients, now we're going to figure out what they can make. And, you know, we have a set deal. It's usually 1% a month. And so if it's a 24-month policy, you know, they're going to make 24%. But then we think about that 24% if it comes in early. You can go to our website. You can see how many have come in early. You know, we discussed that last week. We've had 10 have come in early since January. And a lot of them have come in really early. You know, we had one, you know, there was two that came in 2 months. I believe there was two in 6 months, 8 months, 9 months. And then we had two that were over. So, yeah, it shows what we can do for our clients. Our clients can make, you know, 24% or 18% or 12% even, and they're diversified. You know, we don't put everything in one policy. I always tell people, we're not going to do that. We want to have several policies where that you'll have something coming due all the time. And we've just had so many the last year and this year already come due that's helped a lot of people. And so, of course, that's what we want to do.
And really, when it comes down to it, the investor will put their money into it. They'll know ahead of time what they're going to make. It'll be, you know, in it depends on the life expectancy, but say a 24-month policy, they're going to make 24%. And so they don't really have to get up in the middle of the night and check their investment like they do, you know, with Wall Street and that type of thing. They don't have to worry about, oh my gosh, have I lost everything? Because you know what you're going to make ahead of time. I would imagine that this is wonderful on somebody's nerves and anxiety.
Yeah, it is, because, you know, when we had people in the stock market, they would come to us and say, Faye, we have to get up at midnight and check to see if it's went down. We're worried every day. And people in the stock market are.
Yeah.
Because you know that the people that really know, that predicted 08, that guy says it's going to come down hard, and when it does, it will hurt a lot of people again.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want some money that they want to know it's guaranteed that it can't go down, they'll get the face amount you know, when the policy matures. And so that's why they come to us. They want something that they know how much they're going to make.
So when the investor invests, they set it and forget it, and then once the policy matures, then they get paid. And that I know that sounds really, really simple, but that literally is how the whole process works.
That's right. There's not any bells and whistles in the middle of this. It's just a simple transaction where they buy a piece of that life policy. When it comes due, they get paid by the bank, and that's what makes it safer than a lot of other investments, because they're not relying on me. You're not relying on my company to pay you. You're relying on the bank. Because the bank holds the contract for us. They are the trustee of every dime you've got.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what makes it worthwhile, is the bank is your trustee. They are going to pay you. And they have a spreadsheet on every policy you have. They know how much you've got coming. They know where it goes. It goes back in your IRA or your Roth IRA, or it goes into your joint account, custodial account.
Yeah.
So, you know, the bank, they know where to put the money. And you can look at it at any time and see how much you've got, how much you've got in policies. And remember, every day that you have cash there, you get interest on it overnight.
And really, when a simple live version is that once that policy matures, they're going to pay that policy out to somebody, except this time, instead of paying it to the original policyholder, they're paying it to each person who had their percentage in as the investment in the policy. So it doesn't really, I guess, matter to the life insurance, you know, company. Just once the policy matures, they pay somebody and they pay the investor instead.
That's right. And they know who all the investors are. They know who the beneficiary is. And they're going to pay it. And there's not any guesswork. It's not like, does Aunt Minnie get it or Uncle Charlie? They're all out. There's no relatives in this.
Mm-mm.
The relatives are gone with whoever owned the policy. They relinquish all claims as beneficiaries. So our people become the beneficiaries with the bank.
It is signed and done, and it's a done deal.
That's right, and we use a large law firm to write these contracts. Whitaker Chalk in Fort Worth, those are our contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And they know what the rules are, they know what the law is, and they know how to protect the clients, and they know how to protect us. Do it right the first time.
When you have new investors come in and come invest for the first time, do you find that they call frequently with questions once they've already gotten into their first policy? Do they say, hey, Faye, I just invested 2 weeks ago. How's my policy doing? Have you ever run into something
like that?
No,
they know it's too soon. It isn't going to mature in 2 weeks. I mean, you know, there's no use to call in 2 weeks. It hadn't matured. And also, we send them an email when it has matured. You know, now they may in 6 months or a year get nervous and want to know. Yes, we're going to tell them it is still in force. No, they haven't passed away. If it goes over, we deal with them a lot because then they are nervous. I say, you know, how long do you think it'll go over? I said, I don't know. But if a policy goes over, we call, get the doctors on it, and have them do a new analysis. Tell us why it went over. Has the cancer decreased? No, it just hadn't matured. You know, they still have cancer, but it just hasn't, you know, hasn't matured. But we always find out everything we can about a policy.
Because I would imagine probably a first-time investor, especially one who is used to Wall Street and how that whole process works, I would imagine a first-time investor would feel like they should be doing something. And you know, because whether it's, you know, getting up at the night and checking on their investment, or, you know, calling somebody or doing something, because the stock market, it's a much more interactive thing, whereas a life settlement type of investment, you basically set it and forget it, and you don't have to worry about it. And if there's any updates, you'll let people know. So just live
That's
your
right.
life. Go on. Don't panic. Stress. Don't stress out. Don't do any of that. Just live your life.
No, I don't think our people are stressed. There might be a few if it's gone over, but not very many.
Yeah.
And the rest are not stressed at all because they've had a lot of maturity. They know how it works now. They've been with us, you know, 5 years, 6 years, 3 years. So, you know, they are not concerned. They know that it will pay off. They know they'll get their money, and so they're not worried, okay?
Excellent. So it's a low-anxiety, low-stress type of investment, and it's really one of the safest ones that's available. We'll get into to some of the risks here in just a little bit. But this is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330, and we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to my favorite store, Ivy Cottage.
And we should point
out Mother's Day's coming up.
Ooh,
we need to mention that.
Yes,
you got to go to Ivy Cottage.
It's a week from tomorrow.
That's right. It's on the 13th, I believe.
Mm-hmm. We should mention
Sunday, May 13th.
Yeah, don't forget about that, because that could be really bad.
First thing in your whole summer. I mean, let me tell you.
You'll spend years making up for that if you miss Mother's Day.
Oh, my gosh. Anybody does that? Wow. I wouldn't want to be at their house ever.
No.
Ever. But you know, now, you know what I'm going to recommend for Mother's Day?
What?
Take them down there to the zip line and put them on the zip line.
So you're looking for an adventurous Mother's Day.
Yes, I think, you know, everybody else, get up off the couch, do something. My doctor said the other day, you can increase your longevity by years if you get up off the couch and keep moving. Don't sit down and don't lay down, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I believe them because I've been reading up on it, and everybody is living a lot longer if they're active, if they're, you know, don't come home just because you're tired and sit down. I know you're tired, but you got to keep moving.
So the best thing you could do for mom is give mom an experience for Mother's Day. Let her get out and do something.
Oh, yeah. Do something exciting. If you can't do the zip line, if you can't talk her into it, go down there and get on the river, you know, or get on the creek and go up and down it. Have some fun. I think this summer, I've been really talking about all the adventures you can do as a family with your children or your grandchildren or just your wife. You know, take her on a romantic weekend. Golly, they probably haven't had a romantic weekend away from everybody in so long they won't even remember how to act.
Oh, you're probably right about that. Yeah, that would be really special.
And lots of times men are just not very romantic.
Well,
you know?
We try, but usually we fail.
I know that's what I'm thinking, you know. I've heard women tell me some of the darndest stories in the world, you know. And she said, you know, we just have to keep from laughing, you know. Don't say like, oh my gosh, you know, life is wonderful, but sometimes people don't get it right. Let's put it that way.
That is true. Sometimes people don't get it right. So every Saturday morning around this time, we get into trivia, and you always have all kinds of wonderful things. Like you were talking about, you know, you've talked about all kinds of great things to do this summer. You talked about places to go. So what are we talking about today?
Okay. Now, one of my favorite things for everybody to do is to go to the Kerrville Music Festival.
Ooh.
It is going to be May 24th to June 10th. 18 days. Now, I know you can't go and stay 18 days, but if a person would get tickets now, that's why I've been talking early. You've got to have tickets, folks. It's for family. It's for friends you might want to take. It would be a wonderful summer vacation. Everybody loves music that I know, because I love people that love music. I love music.
Yeah.
And so I would recommend it. It's going to be big. I said 90 bands. It is 100 bands.
Whoa.
Yeah. There will be 100 bands there.
In 18 days.
In 18 days. There will be music at the Kennedy Outdoor Theater, and weekend shows are going to be at the Threadgill Theater. That's going to be located in the campground. There's going to be a big campground. Then the festival is going to be held at Quiet Valley Ranch. Now, that's 9 miles south of Kerrville. And it's just, it's the longest continually running music festival in the United States, folks.
Wow.
It really? Is celebrated by a community which considers everybody family. In fact, everybody that comes there, they say, welcome home.
Really?
That's the greeting. They believe that it's for all families, all ages. There's activities. I don't care what age you are.
So it's the kind of situation where if you've never been there before, you're not a stranger. You're welcome as can be.
You're going to be very, very welcome. It's a family deal. It's not like Woodstock. It's not like these raunchous places that you go. You know, this is directly for family. And the people that judge it, the judges are pristine. They said 1 year, these well-known bands decide to go to see if they could win.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them did not even win, and they were famous.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There'll be 800 winners in this.
Wow.
Yes. And so it's big. It's wonderful. You know how beautiful Kerrville is and down there in South Texas. Now, it'll be warm. I'm not going to tell you it isn't going to be warm in June in Texas. But it's a wonderful deal to take the whole family. There's so many activities. There's music everywhere. And Quiet Valley Ranch is going to be a really fun experience. And I cannot name all 90 or 100 bands. I mean, there's just so many of them, you know, because you've got all the weekends there. And it will be big. There will be people you will absolutely love to hear. I just can't imagine a person getting to hear all these bands.
By the time we talk next Saturday, I want you to memorize all 100 bands.
Well, you know, that would be something if I memorized all of them. Because there is a lot. And when you look back over the years, 47 years this has been going on. Do you
wow.
realize that?
My goodness, 47 years.
47 years. And the finalists, you can go online and see who all the finalists were over the years. It's just amazing. Some of them are from Chicago, Salt Lake, Kentucky, Nashville, San Antonio, California, Brooklyn, Colorado, Virginia. And the judges are always the top judges in the country.
So I would imagine
they
there would be
the music.
There's a variety of genres in this, of music in this festival, right?
Oh, yes, there will be. The different kinds, there'll be folk music, there'll be every kind of music, Western music, you know, every kind in the world.
Is there any polka music?
I don't remember any polka music. I do not remember that.
I tried to stump you.
Yes, you did, because, you know, as I said, the top bands, and I don't remember any of them having any polka music, I'll tell you.
Well, because I get a hankering for a polka band every once in a while.
Well, and I don't remember out of 100 bands. I should have checked that for you. If I'd known you really like polka music, I would have checked that for you. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Well, it sounds like huge fun, and especially, you know, with it being 18 days, surely you can take, you know, a day or two, or take a little mini vacation or a weekend or, you know, whatever the case may be, get down there and experience a little bit in Kerrville, Texas, you said, right?
Yes, and they all say, bring the family. You know, there will be everything in the world, every kind of activity you can think of, because they know a lot of people are going to have their children, you know.
Yeah.
There'll be workshops. There'll be songwriter schools. There'll be guitar classes, ukulele workshops, harmonica, professional development for teachers. There'll be a beer seminar, a wine seminar. There'll be canoe trips down the river. There'll be yoga, Herville on the Road. I mean, this is going to be everything in the world for families.
Wow. So it doesn't necessarily just have to be people who love music. I mean, if you like wine, if you like beer, if you like, you know, all these other things to do, you know, activities, you know, for the entire family, going down the water. There really is a lot of stuff that they've jammed into 18 days is what it sounds like.
And there will be volunteers of every kind in the world. There will be food vendors. There will be crafts. Just you name it.
Yeah, Faye, I tell you what, there is nothing like going and experiencing food at a festival like this. Festival food is the best.
I agree with that.
Wow.
And there will be a songwriters competition. You know, I mean, there's going to be so much stuff for you to do.
Wow.
And everybody should be there and spend some time. I think it would be unforgettable, you know?
Yeah.
And there will be a zip line. Did I mention that?
I don't think so, no.
I want to be sure I mention that. Because I
you have this thing about zip lining. I don't know what it is, but...
Well, I just think it beats the dadgum much fun. Oh, wait.
Have you been zip lining?
Not yet.
Okay. Is that on your plan? Because I assume it's on your list of things to do.
Well, you know it is. Oh, my gosh.
I would love to see. That would be an attraction right there, just to watch Faye Bagby go zip lining.
Oh, people would pay to see that, let me tell you. It would be worth it. I mean, we might even do a movie of that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. It'd be something.
Wow.
We might have to reincarnate me over that.
Woo.
Oh, my gosh.
So when is this festival? I know it's in a couple of weeks. It's towards the end of May, right?
It starts on May 24th.
Okay.
And it will go till June 10th.
All right.
So we've got 18 days and nights.
So you got time, and you can get tickets in advance to this, I assume, right?
Go online and order your tickets.
Okay.
Don't go down there and try to get tickets. You're going to be standing on the street. Yeah. And you can get single-day tickets, workshop tickets now. You can get a ticket package, okay? If you want a package, it's just say, you know, give me a package. I want to do all this.
Wow.
And you can get it. Then if you say, you know, I want for the teenagers, they have to be accompanied by adults, okay?
Yeah.
Then you say, okay, I want a workshop to the guitar, the ukulele, harmonicas, I just want music.
So people can customize their schedule and their package.
That's right. And they will put a wristband on to show that you're paid up.
Wow. How cool.
And it will get you, you can go do everything.
There is.
If you go to the main parking lot, parking is free.
Oh, it's free, really?
Yeah. Now, if you're doing camping and campground, that will be included in the ticket price if you're going to camp out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do a weekend package. You can do a 10-day ticket. Just whatever you think you need.
Well, that's pretty cool. I know a lot of festivals charge for parking by the day, so this parking is free. That's pretty cool.
That will be in the main parking lot. That's all free.
Neat.
And you can bring your trailers, you can bring your RV.
And you can make new friends.
You can make a lot of new friends.
Wow. So much to do in Texas this summer. It's just crazy.
This is exactly right. In Texas, there's so much this summer, a person, you know, couldn't even imagine doing everything.
Yeah, there's almost not enough summer.
There is not to get all this done because every town has got something going on.
That is fantastic. Well, I always look forward when you bring things like this for us to do and plan out our summer. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. And we're right next to Ivy Cottage at 3105 Big Spring.
And we should also note that that is your office number. And this being Saturday, there's nobody there today. But write that number down and then call first thing Monday morning. People can come and schedule an appointment to come talk to you and learn what you can do for them and how they can start investing so that they can retire with a nice, huge lump sum of money.
Well, because remember this. When you retire, you still need interest. You don't want to have just your principal, and that principal is slowly going down every month.
No.
So you have to stay on the bandwagon. You've got to keep your interest going as long as you live.
Because I've talked to people many, many times who have planned out up until they get to retirement. And they said, okay, I'm ready to go. I'm going to have a big lump sum when I retire, and I'm ready. But they forget that they need to keep earning money after they retire. Otherwise, they're just hemorrhaging cash, and that doesn't do anybody any good.
That's right. And you don't want to run out of money. You don't want to have to remortgage your house, heaven forbid. Mm. You want to just go on like you are now. Now, I talked to somebody yesterday, and I'm always figuring that everybody needs between $50,000 and $100,000 a year. And they said, no, we're going to need $200,000 a year.
Mm.
And he said, how much will it take in 3 or 4 or 5 years to get us enough that we'll have $200,000? And I figured it up. And we would have to have about $500,000 that's been earning interest for several years, and then they would start to have, you know, the kind of interest they're going to need. But we would have to build it up over several years.
Yeah, you've got to get started. I mean, you can put together the plan that that anybody needs. They just have to come see you, and they have to get started. And that really, I think, is the biggest step, is just taking that first step, coming in, talking, sitting down, and making that first appointment. Because people procrastinate, like you say, all the time.
They do. They procrastinate all the time. And the longer you wait, the less you're going to have to invest, and the less interest you will make on your money. So if you get started now, you should have plenty of interest coming in to take care of you the rest of your life, because most of you are going to live 25 years.
Yeah.
Did you know that's a long time to live?
That is a long time, especially without a paycheck. You don't want to run out of money, and you can make sure that that doesn't happen, but you got to come in. And one thing we should point out is this type of investment, this is not a one-and-done type of thing. This is a strategy over several years. So it's designed to get people to retirement stage to make sure they've got enough, and then once they do retire, you still keep investing. Because And I know we talk about the piles of money all the time, but you know, you want to make sure that people have a quote pile of money that you're using to invest, and so that goes into other investments, and then as they mature, they get their payment, and then they reinvest, and then there's other money that people have access to all the time that they use to live on. So this is a strategy. This is covering all the bases. This is not just an isolated type of investment in a silo. This takes care of everything.
It does. And the people that come to me, you know, we figure this out. And the best deals are the ones that say, Faye, I have enough cash on hand. I won't need anything for 3 or 4 years. That gives us time to build up the interest and get more interest in their account. And so I like it when they say, no, we won't need anything for 2 years or 3 years. That gives us plenty of time to get some interest started on them.
Yeah.
And so we get that interest built up before they're even going to need it.
So we understand that, you know, this is a long-term thing. This is a strategy that you put together. We understand that, you know, where these policies come from. We understand that these are cancer patients who have been diagnosed with stage four, need to sell their policy, and they need that lump sum. And we also understand that there are some risks involved, because we've talked about, you know, how wonderful this is and how it's very good at reducing people's investment anxiety. But there are three main risks that people need to at least be aware of. Now, they're relatively small, you know, relatively speaking, compared to other investments. But there are three risks. And what are they?
Well, the biggest risk, if it goes over, you're going to have to pay some premiums. So this is not for the person that this was their last dollar. We don't want that person. We want the person that says, if it goes over a year or 2 years, it will not hurt me. I will have to change my strategy a little bit, but no, it's not going to hurt us. So that's the biggest risk, and it's going to be maybe $500. It could even be $1,000 that you might have to pay. It might go 2 years over, might go 10 months. You know, on this last deal, we had one that went 10 months over. We had one that went 2 months over, and then the rest of them, you know, finished early. So when you figure it that way, it's not going to hurt you. If you had several come in early, some of them come in on time, then maybe you had two that went over. Then the other risk is it's not liquid till it matures. If you're one of those people that wanted to invest, and he said, well, I've only got $50,000. We're not going to do it. Our minimum is $100,000, and that keeps people from putting in their last dollar. We're not going to do that. So then if some of them go over, it won't hurt you. But remember, it is not liquid till it matures. So if it's a person that they didn't have any more money, we're not going to let them in, because you can't take money out in the middle of a policy. You know, we tell them, everybody, that up front and in advance.
And it's not because Faye's a mean lady. This is designed to protect the investors so that they don't do something that will actually could harm them. Your whole goal is to help people, not get them in situations that they can't.
We don't want them to get in trouble financially, okay?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so, you know, we want people that have other money. If they say, Faye, I have plenty of other money, then we're fine. You know, we're going to let them in. But if they say, no, that's all I've got, well, that won't work. Because they've got to have that extra cash in case they had an emergency. I make sure they have insurance, health insurance, and then that they have emergency funds. And all of ours do. They have emergency funds. They have other investments. They have some CDs in the bank. You know, they've got money where we don't have to worry about them. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole deal. We don't want to have to worry about them financially.
So for somebody who doesn't qualify, somebody who is not accredited for the life settlement type of program, somebody who doesn't have this extra money that you're talking about, there are other options. So this is not like, oh my gosh, this is the only thing and I don't qualify and I'm just doomed to a dreadful retirement or never retiring. There are other things that you can do for somebody.
That's right. They can do an annuity. You can do an annuity, a fixed annuity, and it can pay, you know, like three something per year, you know, like 3.50, I think, right now. You can get over 3% interest. And so that takes the place of a CD that's not paying anything hardly. And people have CDs, your money's safe, yes, but you have no return. You know, it's not going to help you financially, okay? So we have guaranteed annuities. These are called fixed annuities. They guarantee your principal from the day you put it in to the day you take it off. And these are companies that are worth billions of dollars, so you don't have to worry about them. They also have it where you can do some investing in there besides fixed rate if you want to. So there's two ways to go. And we've been doing annuities as long as I can remember. I think 16 years we've done annuities.
Okay.
So we know how they act. We know which companies are the best. We know that if you want to walk away at the end of 7 or 10 years, we know which companies will let you and which ones are going to require a payout, even though you've had it for 10 years. So that's what we try to do for people. So either way they want to go, if they want to go to annuities, yes, or if they want to go, you know, to a life settlement. We don't do, as you know, anybody that's over 70, we try not to do anybody over 70, mm-hmm. sometimes 74, but we're not doing elderly. We're not doing 80. We're not doing 85, 95. We still have those policies. We talk about them every week. We hope that those end this year. I'm certainly praying for it.
Yeah.
I know
that's been a thorn in your side for a long time. You've been talking about, my goodness, when are these gonna mature? But they just keep holding on because and unfortunately you found this out the hard way many, many, many years ago. It's just you're waiting for the effects to roll off, really. But you don't invest in these types of things anymore. It's strictly patients with stage 4 cancer. And so when you look at these policies and you have the first time investor. And I know people who have been with you for many years. They understand how the process works. Some of them, I would imagine, don't even look at these anymore. But for somebody who's never done this before, how do they understand what the policy is? I know they have access and they can read everything and look at it. But does a first-time investor need to be a doctor or go to medical school
no,
to understand?
No. They just need to, you know, get the experience they're going to need. That comes with time. And, of course, we explain it to them and explain it to them, you know, over and over again. And that's our job, you know, is to make sure they understand the investment, make sure the wife does, because sometimes the wife does not understand it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we invite him and his wife to come over and let us go through it, you know. So that's what we do, to make sure they understand every little bit. Then, of course, we tell them about age 14. And page 14 has got everything you need. And it'll tell you how much the life insurance face amount is. It will tell you how much you've invested, how much the payout is going to be. So everything you need is right there.
So this is a well-informed investment.
Yes, I think so, because we've told them everything that is important to them, how it's going to work, how they're going to get paid, if it goes over what the premium will be, what the percent they're going to make, and then they sign it. And that way they know everything about the policy.
And I think one other benefit that we should point out, and we do it sometimes, but sometimes we overlook it, is that this type of investment, when somebody's investing in a life insurance policy, it has no bearing on what is going on anyplace else. There are no outside factors that can affect what people are going to make. It does not affect the investment. So if the stock market all of a sudden crashes tomorrow or Monday, it's not going to be affected. Your life settlement investment is still going strong. You're still going to get the same profit. You're still going to, you know, have it come in when it should be due. If something happens, you know, in the Middle East or overseas or whatever can affect the stock market, none of that has any bearing on this type of investment.
No, this is a separate investment. Whatever happens to the stock market won't affect you. Whatever happened in a war is not going to affect your investment. This is simply a life insurance policy that we're buying from an individual that has stage 4 cancer, that needs the cash for treatment, and it's something you can invest in. You know you're going to get the face amount of the policy, and you know the bank is the one that's going to pay you. I mean, we've got it laid out, and it's been working for a number of years.
So this is a win-win, really, for everybody involved, from the original policyholder, because they get their lump sum of cash, the investor who invests their portion in this. It doesn't really affect the life insurance policy, like the company itself, because they got to pay the payment out to somebody when the policy matures. So really, everybody wins in this type of situation.
This is exactly right. It's a win-win for everybody. My clients make the profit. They don't have to watch the stock market every day if they're in this. They can retire. They can keep drawing this after retirement. They get their interest. I think it's a win situation for everybody. The bank handles all the details for us. They are our back room. If we didn't have the bank as a backup, we would have to have 40 employees.
Oh, wow.
The way it is, we don't have to, because the bank handles all these items.
So that's how you cut down on overhead as well.
That's how we cut down on overhead, because the bank pays the premium for us. Once we get the account set up at the bank, they pay the policy when it matures. They have a list of how much everybody's going to get. They have a copy of our contract with our clients. They know as much as we do about everything we're doing.
So it's a straightforward process. It's really an easy type of investment. Once people come in, they do their first investment, and I would imagine most people take their profits, reinvest it in another policy or two. They get diversified, and before you know it, within a few years, they're making money. They're doubling their money, and they're ready for retirement. And so they don't need to come in every time a new investment opportunity comes along. I assume I may have just made that up, right? They don't need to come in. Or do they?
Well, what they do is, lots of times they'll say, Faye, I want to come in and sign all my things. And that's, I think, to come in and visit with us. And that's fine. So they'll come in, they'll see Claudia, or they'll see me. This week I had several people that said, I need to talk to Faye. Well, they came, they talked to me. That's because they were putting more money in. And, you know, they want to see the person that's going to do this.
Sure.
In person. So they came in and talked to me, which was great.
Because you love to socialize.
I do. I love to socialize. I love to see everybody, you know.
All right. So you've got some more availability for appointments this coming week, I assume, right?
We do. We will be taking appointments. We have a lot of policies we'll be investing in this week, and some of them are pretty short. We've got one that's going to be 14 months.
Oh, wow.
And, so everybody may want to get in that one. The cancer is inoperable. They cannot resection it. So I think we have two opinions on it. And in my opinion, it's not going to last 14 months.
But, so you've got some great opportunities for investments this coming week. So one last time, Faye, for people to call you on Monday morning and make an appointment, what is your phone number?
It is 877-588-3330. And remember, we're right next to Ivy Cottage at 3105 Big Spring. And we'd love to hear from you this week.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.